This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm James Hattori. Debates are piling up in Iowa just 3 weeks before the caucuses there kick off the presidential contests. The Democrats take the stage today, a day after the latest Republican contest. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have faded as a central debate topic, but it's still of great concern to those who serve at Iowa's only military base, Camp Dodge. Day to Day's Alex Cohen watched the Republican debate with one military family and has this story.
David Broomhall is an information security specialist with Iowa's Army National Guard. He's already served one tour in Iraq, and he knows it's a matter of when, not if, he'll be sent back.
The former regime did a terrible thing. I've seen the mass graves, and I think we're doing the right thing there. I think we're doing the right thing in Afghanistan. We need to stabilize and allow people to have freedom. And, you know, part of it is because of, you know, Josie here. You know, I want my daughter to grow up in a free society. I don't want her to know what war's about.
Josie is David and Leslie's tall and talkative two-year-old.
Hey, Jose, would you like some pizza, sweetheart?
As she geared up to watch the debate, Leslie Broomhall says she, too, is thinking of Josie.
What matters to me as a mom and as a soldier's wife, all of their comments about the war matter to me and what they plan to do. And I know he says that he's going back regardless. It's not if, it's when. But I'd like to hear that if it's when, it's a really short when. Not that necessarily I think our troops need to be pulled out. I think it's that maybe the organization and the goals need to be different.
The two also say they care deeply about immigration, education, and they're looking for a fiscal conservative.
I'm very impressed with Giuliani, Huckabee, and Romney. I think they all have good platforms.
I'm kind of interested in this big move that Huckabee's made recently, and I'm interested in seeing, learning more about that and really what the appeal is, because I don't see it as much. He doesn't seem to be my guy.
We'll benefit
Governor
from
Huckabee?
I'm going to be a lot more careful about everything I say because I find that it gets amplified to a new level. So
this
that's my
a resolution for an opponent.
Well, I would make it of them, too.
That's the minister in him.
When the former Arkansas governor cracked a joke about New Year's resolutions, that helped the Broomhall see part of the Huckabee appeal. But David says at times the candidate also rubbed him the wrong way.
Remarks he made towards the education, I don't see Arkansas as the mecca of education. I see Iowa the mecca of education.
The Broomhalls quibble lovingly here and there, but at the end of the night, they've reached the same conclusion. Romney was a clear winner.
I just like him. It almost takes me back to sitting on my dad's lap and hearing him and my mom talk about Ronald Reagan. Reagan could make you like really believe that the world was, you know, the sun was going to be really bright tomorrow, and if it was snow on the ground, it was all going to melt, and you know. Or it was going to snow and you could stay home on a snow day. I mean, whatever you wanted.
David Broomhall said he was most impressed by Romney's honesty when he said he may not be able to achieve all his goals in the first year of office.
I also like for the fact that he's not a professional politician. That's one of the things that I don't like about McCain. I've been in Congress. I've been in the Senate. I've done all this. Okay. Really, what have we accomplished in that time?
After yesterday's debate, David Broomhall says he's ready to cross Giuliani's name off his list, but his decision is far from final. He said he might well wait until the night of the caucus. Who knows, he might even show up at the Democratic caucus, which is why he, Leslie, and Josie will tune into today's Democratic debate, too. Alex Cohen, NPR News, Des Moines.